The draft starts in Mobile and the 2023 Reese's Senior Bowl gets started next week. So let's dive into the All-Star Game roster and pick out the top Commanders targets at this year's game. Right now on Locked On Commanders.
Your daily podcast on the Washington Commanders. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.
Welcome in, Commanders fans, to the Locked On Podcast, part of Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. We are your daily podcast covering the Washington Commanders, free and available on all platforms, including YouTube and the WUSA 9 Plus app on your Roku or your Fire Amazon Fire Stick. We thank you for making us your first listen or for your first view of the day. I'm David Harrison of Commander Country, part of Sports Illustrated's Fan Nation, on Twitter at DHarrison82, credentialed member of the media covering your Washington Commanders. And today's episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is daily fantasy made easy. Pick 2 to 6 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projections, you could win up to 25 times your money on any entry. First time users, you can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with the promo code Locked On. That's PrizePicks.com, promo code Locked On. Once again, thank you for making us your first listen or your first view of the day. Today, we are going through our Senior Bowl watch list. The Senior Bowl starts next week in Mobile, Alabama. I will be there for all of the festivities, and I will be watching as many of those players as I can during the week. Now, of course, I've only got 2 eyes, and I'm only 1 person, 1 brain, so you can't watch everybody, right? So how do we go about doing this? So part of this is you guys are actually going to help me do some of my work and my preparation for the Senior Bowl. But also want to give you guys a little bit of an insight into who we're going to be looking for while we're down in Mobile. So before we can get down to who we're going to be watching, I mean, you have some of the big names, Hendon Hooker, all that stuff we're going to be watching, of course. But you want to get down to the nitty gritty. What does the team you're covering need? What does the team that you're cheering on need? And who fits the bill kind of in those scenarios? So you got to break down the team needs. Now, everybody's got their own mechanisms for doing it. The way that I do it is I basically break it down into 2 tiers. And I go through need, want, and could use. That's how I label them. Tier 1 is players that you need, the player positions that you need. The next level is the players that you want. The next level are the positions that you could use some help, some draft picks spent in those areas. Now, the reason I broke it down to 3 is I also break it down into the first 3 rounds. Your need group, your top tier, that is your first to third round target group. That's how I look at this when I start to evaluate draft classes and start to try to make my predictions on what I think a team should do or will do and all of those things. So for your need group, those are the prospects you're going to look at for rounds 1 through 3. Now, at the end of the day, you're looking at all the prospects and anybody could jump out to you and all those things. But those are the ones you kind of come in with the predisposed notion of, I need to look at these position groups for day 1 and day 2 prospects of the NFL draft. So how did I break this down? Well, I have 4 positions in the need group for the Washington Commanders entering the NFL draft. I have 3 of them in the want group, and I have 5 of them kind of in the could use group. So I'll explain that. We'll start with could use. So in the could use group, I've got running back, wide receiver, interior defensive line, kicker, and punter. Every single team is going in. Are you going to spend a third round pick on a kicker or a punter? No, probably not. Some teams have in the past, but the Washington Commanders probably not going to do that. But you list every position group. So running back, the way I look at it, you don't need a first to third round running back. You have Brian Robinson Jr. You got Antonio Gibson. J.D. McKissick, again, his health is a big question mark. But you still have Jarrett Patterson, John Williams, they could potentially bring back and add to that group. So you want to draft a running back in the draft, probably in the first 3 rounds. Probably not. So that's why they're in the could use group. Wide receiver, same boat. Terry McLaurin, Curtis Hamlin, Jahan Dotson, De'Ami Brown. If you bring Cam Sims back, you've got a pretty good stable there. Not saying it won't happen, just saying it doesn't need to happen. So you put them in the could use. Interior defensive line. This is, of course, for me, I'm assuming you're bringing back De'Ron Payne, which could be a little bit dangerous. But if you're the Washington Commanders and you're going to franchise tag him or re-sign him, you already probably know that you're going to do that. So you can probably count on him being back. There were some other guys that really did good jobs for the Washington Commanders as well. Ridgeway is one of them. Fedarian Mathis will be coming back. So, again, you've got a pretty good stable of guys there. And then kicker and punter, like I said, we're not taking kicker and punter in the first, second, or third rounds. So those are position groups I put into the could-use group in this thing. And, again, every position group is being put in there. So if you're sitting there going, no way, you're going to draft a wide receiver in the first, third rounds, don't even put them on your list, that's fine.
for your process. I put every group on my list. That's just my process. Second tier, the wants level. These are the position groups that could you use some help in? Obviously, yes, but you're not quite to the point where you need to invest a first, second, or third round pick in that position group. So there I have edge defenders. And again, everybody could be a little bit different. Maybe you've got edge defenders in the need. You might have edge defenders in the could use. Bottom tier, don't even look at them first through three rounds. I've got them in the wants. I've also got safety in the want. And the basically the way I look at this is if you take away your starting edge defenders, how much depth and confidence in that depth do you really have? I will say that edge defenders are a little bit closer to the could use group for me, but I put them in the want group because I don't believe you're going to be able to keep Montez Sweat and Chase Young long-term, especially if you ink Deron Payne to a long-term deal. Therefore, you're going to need to bring in somebody who you potentially groom as an eventual replacement. That's why I put the edge defender, literally just said the word want, because I put them in the want group. Safety is another one. Percy Butler did some good things when he was on the field, did some good things in special teams. Jeremy Reeves held his own, and that's all great. But I look behind Cam Curl, and I look behind even Derek Forrest, and I don't see kind of a surefire bona fide. If I had to roll with this guy for an entire year, how confident am I? So I put safety in the want group. That's three positions in the want group, leaving me four positions in the need group. First position, and this is no particular order, tight end is in the need group. I don't think this team has a solidified long-term answer as the number one tight end. Still like Logan Thomas, don't get me wrong. And I still, if he comes back to the team, would still like what he brings to the field. But when you look at what's behind him, John Bates, Cole Turner, Mari Rogers, Curtis Hodges, all those guys, I don't think any of them has shown enough to say, you know what, you have a number one tight end on your hands if you lose Logan Thomas to injury, free agency, whatever. So that's why I have put them in the need group. Linebacker, also put them in the need group, especially with Cole Holcomb's future in question, how he comes off that injury. Cornerback, I also put in the need group behind Benjamin St. Juice, behind Kendall Fuller. I think Danny Johnson did a really good job. But beyond those guys, I don't think you really have a whole lot there. So I put corner in the need group. And I put offensive line. Sometimes break it down to tackle, guard, center. I just put offensive line because I think really across the board, the only really two fully solid pieces I feel like you have are Sam Cosmi and Charles Leno Jr. Charles Leno Jr. is obviously a little bit older, so you're going to have to replace him eventually anyway. Sam Cosmi, you can move him to right guard. You keep him at right tackle, so he fills one or the other. So I put the entire stinking offensive line on the group. So recap that. Offensive line, tight end, linebacker, cornerback. Those are my needs as far as I see them with the Washington Panthers right now. Every signing, every trade, every release can fluctuate this list. But going into the weekend, offensive line, tight end, linebacker, corner, those are the needs that I see for the Washington Commanders. Your first through third round picks need to be spent addressing those players without reaching. So that's where the kind of the caveat comes to, because there is a system here, and I'm going to try to explain it the best I can. And then again, this is just kind of my way of viewing things. This is how I set up my projections, my predictions. And what if you have a need or pick deficit, then you have a situation for trade up or trade down. So if you have a pick deficit, meaning you have more positions of need than you have first through third round picks, then you have a pick deficit. You don't have enough picks to fulfill all the needs. That means you are in the position to trade down. You should be looking at opportunities to trade down and gain some more draft picks. If you're in a need deficit, so if you've got two needs and three first through third round draft picks, then you're in a trade up scenario. Now you can package some of those picks and move up to get an even better player at a position of need. So if you're looking at the Washington Commanders, you're in a pick deficit. You've got four areas of need: offensive line, tight end, cornerback, and linebacker. And if you want to break down the offensive line even further, you could even go deeper into the pick deficit scenario. So for me, the Washington Commanders are not in a trade up position. They're in a trade down position. Doesn't mean they will trade down, or I will recommend even a trade down, just that you are not really looking. Your priority is to looking to trade down. Then you're looking to pick. Then you're looking to trade up for a second, third in that order. There's more to it, but we're not going to get completely into the weeds of everything. Now, you can, in some scenarios, add the fourth round pick. So you actually go from first to fourth round with these needs, wants, and could use. But when you do that, you also have to reevaluate your list. And for me, if we add the fourth round into this scenario of needs, I would probably add the edge rusher actually up into the need category, and that would keep the ratio the same. So unless you only move the fourth round pick in there, if you're improving the ratio, in this case, it wouldn't. So we're not going to do it. Again, there's a little bit more to it than that, but that's the basics of it, right? So moving into our watch list, that's how I got the targets. Offensive line, tackle, or tight ends, linebackers, cornerbacks that are going to be first to third round targets. That's how we're going to start our watch list for the 2023 Reese's Senior Bowl on this episode of Locked On Commanders. And this episode of Locked On Commanders is brought to you by FanDuel. The NFL playoffs are here. We're really excited about our new sports betting partner for Locked On because they're the number one sports book in America, FanDuel. And if you're new to FanDuel, that's even better. They have so many great features that make betting on sports fun and easy. And new customers, you join today, you get started with $150 in free bets guaranteed. When you place your first $5 bet, you will get $150 in free bets. Just sign up at FanDuel.com/LockedOn. FanDuel has all your favorite bets from the money line to point spreads to player props. Plus, you can even combine your bets for a chance at a bigger payout with a same game parlay. I love same game parlays, all on an app that's safe, secure, and super easy to use. So football fans, don't miss out. Place your first $5 bet to get $150 in free bets, win or lose, at FanDuel.com/LockedOn. Make every moment more with FanDuel, official sportsbook of the National Football League. Thanks again for making the Locked On Commanders podcast your first listen, your first view every single day. Also, make sure you're subscribed to Locked On NFL. Get your daily conversations on the biggest NFL stories, plus in-depth analysis and the biggest games with NFL key predictions every Friday. Locked On NFL, available on YouTube and wherever you get your podcast. Now that we've established our needs, and again, you might see it differently than I do, but I'm just kind of explaining to you my process, and this is going to go into how I build my watch list for Mobile. We move now into targeting. So now that we've got our position groups listed that we need to target for the first through third rounds as the roster stands today, we now take that and now I'm identifying players that are projected via big boards and mock drafts and all this other stuff to be in the first to third round ballpark. Now, for this exercise, we're using the first 97 picks or so as the first through third rounds after you add compensatories, which the Washington Commanders are expected to get a compensatory, which is what makes our third round compensatory, which makes our need to pick ratio 4-3. Four needs: O-line, tight end, linebacker, corner. Four needs to three picks in the first three rounds. So you have a trade, or you have a pick deficit, which means we're not talking trade up. We're talking picks, or we're talking trading back to get more picks. Okay, follow me. So when I look at the national and the American team rosters in the Senior Bowl, I'm looking for those position groups: O-line, linebacker, tight end, cornerback, and I'm looking for prospects in the Senior Bowl that look like they're going to be projected as first through third round picks, picks 1, 2, 94, 95, 97 or so. Now I'm actually going to open that window even further, and I like to open my windows by 1.5 times, so I'm going to take that. I'm going to open it up 1.5 times, so we're actually going to go out to about 145. So if they rank on the big board that I'm using here, because I'm not a scout, guys. I do not spend all year watching college football. I don't make my own big board. I use big boards that I rely on. As we get deeper into the draft season, I'll cross-reference them with some other big boards and see where the discrepancies are, watch those players myself, and then kind of make a decision based off of that. So for this one, I'm going off of PFF's big board. One, because it's pretty reliable for the most part. Two, I kind of know one of the people that helps make it, and I trust his opinion. So using PFF's big board, basically, I'm looking for prospects in the Senior Bowl that are 1 through 145 on PFF's big board as it stands today. Starting with offensive linemen, on the national team, I'm looking at the number 42 overall prospect, left tackle Cody Mock out of North Dakota State University. Number 85 overall prospect, left tackle Blake Freeland out of BYU. Number 88 right tackle DeJuan Jones out of Ohio State. And number 101 left guard Andrew Voorhees out of USC. So on the national team right there, we've got three tackles, two left, one right, and we've got a left guard that I'll be watching. By the way, the national team offensive line will be coached up by Travell Wharton, assistant offensive line coach of your Washington Commanders, which means if and when I get an opportunity to talk to Coach Wharton, you can better believe I will be asking him about those four players specifically. And then, of course, if any other national team offensive linemen jump off the field, I will be asking about them as well. It doesn't mean we're just ignoring everybody else. It just means these are the targets coming into it. Everybody else, you're going to have to kind of jump off the field the way that Benjamin St. Juice did my first year at Mobile. On the other side of the thing, American team, number 27, right guard, Osiris Torrance out of Florida. Number 43, right tackle, Darnell Wright out of Tennessee. Number 53, center, John Michael Schmitz out of Minnesota. Number 69, left tackle, Matthew Bergeron out of Syracuse. Number 93, left guard, Steve Avila out of TCU. These numbers are not jersey numbers. their big board rankings according to PFF's big board. So when I say number 93, left guard Steve Avila out of TCU, that's not his jersey number. That's where he ranks on PFF's big board. Follow? Moving over to linebackers, national team. Looking out for number 77, linebacker DeMarvian Overshown from Texas. Number 65, linebacker Diane Henley out of Washington State. Number 111, linebacker Cam Jones out of Indiana. Three linebackers on the national team. On the American team, we're looking out for number 106, linebacker Dorian Williams out of Tulane. It'll be very interesting because I'll be there with a friend who's very connected to the Tulane program. We'll get some good insight into Dorian and what makes him tick. Tight ends, there are no tight ends on the national team that we are targeting on this thing. Again, we're going to watch the tight ends. It just means there's nobody on the target list. American team, number 31, tight end Luke Musgrave out of Oregon State is the top tight end that we will be watching at the Senior Bowl this year, again, on the American team. Corners for the national team, number 122, cornerback Caillou Blue Kelly out of Stanford. If I'm butchering any of these names, one of the first things I do when I talk to these guys at the Senior Bowl is I ask them if they have any confusing names, how to pronounce their names, by the way. Number 124, cornerback Jartavius Martin out of Illinois. Number 133, cornerback Jacorian Bennett out of Maryland. Number 141, cornerback Riley Moss out of Iowa. So a very heavy Big Ten flavor there in the cornerback group for the national team. Jartavius Martin from Illinois, not Devin Witherspoon. If you're thinking there's an Illinois DB that you really hear a lot about, that is Devin Witherspoon, first-round prospect, not here. Jartavius Martin is his teammate who we'll be watching in Mobile. American team, number 84, cornerback Tyreek Stevenson out of Miami, Florida, the Hurricanes program. That's 19 players right there, and that's just the first two third-round guys. Now, listen, I'm still going to go through here and list the quarterbacks that go through. So, again, want is going to be third, fourth, fifth, so they overlap, right? Need, one, two, three. Want, three, four, five, and then and the other players, you kind of just scatter them around the board. There's some trade logic in here. Again, it's a whole big process. I couldn't possibly break it all down to you in words over an episode. I'd have to write it all down, and you'd have to kind of see how the madness works. But it basically helps me steer my selections and where I think a team should and maybe will go. For the most part, it helps me be fairly accurate. Not saying I nail the players all the time, but typically the team needs, we kind of see eye to eye here and there, and then kind of get to see where things land. Of course, Washington Commanders don't know that anybody had wide receiver the first round last year. I don't know. So I will fill this out. Some interesting things here in the want range. Edge rushers will be coached up by Ryan Kerrigan on the national team. Safeties, Ben Jacobs will get his hands on safeties as a special teams coach there in Mobile. Could use category, running back coach Jennifer King will be there from the national team. Again, Ben Jacobs will get his hands on wide receivers, kickers, punters. Ryan Kerrigan also coaching up the interior defensive linemen there in Mobile. So, you know, we didn't list any of them here because they're not our top tier targets. We will have some targets there that I'll be watching for this year's Senior Bowl, and we'll have some good connections from the coaching staff watching them as well, including Ryan Kerrigan, who not only is coaching the game nowadays, but also played the game at a very high level, as you all know. So 11 national players in that top tier target list, 8 American players in the top tier target list. That's 19 players total that my two eyes, one brain, one person is trying to watch while we are in Mobile. We will delineate, you know, when offensive, obviously I will be around the offensive linemen a lot while we are there in Mobile. For the full list, I know you can't possibly remember all that, but for that full top tier list of targets, I will put them in the description so you can just read them if you would like to as well. So that is our target list for the Senior Bowl. Coming up, we will talk about some Commanders in the news and possibly getting some awards. That's next here on Locked On Commanders. And this episode of Locked On Commanders brought to you by Prize Picks. Pick 2 to 6 players, and if they will score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, if you pick right, you can win up to 25 times your money on any entry. And the best part is there's no competing against other people. It's just you versus the projections. Prize Picks offers projections on any sport you want to watch. This includes the NFL, NBA, NHL, men's and women's college basketball, esports, NASCAR, tennis, MMA, boxing, disc golf, Euro basketball, cricket, and more. Better yet, entries can be made in 60 seconds or less because it's that easy, and they offer safe and fast withdrawals. Currently operational in over 30 states and Canada, so download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com to sign up and play daily fantasy sports. First-time users, you can get a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with the promo code LOCKEDON. If you deposit $100, Prize Picks will give you $100 If you deposit $50, PrizePicks will give you $50. Don't forget to enter the promo code LOCKEDON at sign up for an instant deposit match up to $100. To wrap up today's episode of Locked On Commanders with two Commanders potentially getting some postseason awards, including one, a finalist for the most prestigious award in the National Football League. First, we're going to talk about head coach Ron Rivera, who was announced on Wednesday as a finalist for the NFL's 12th annual Salute to Service Award presented by USAA. I wrote about it for Commander Country on Sports Illustrated's Fan Nation, but letting you all know here in this format, this past year alone, guys, Rivera and other members of the Commanders organization and roster went to Baltimore Washington International Airport, BWI, to wish troops safety and safe travel as they traveled overseas, some of them to hostile environments, some of them to, you know, foreign countries still away from home, having to do that job. I have flown through BWI myself many, many times during the course of my first career. And I can tell you that it meant a lot to those guys and gals who were on hand when Rivera and other members, like, there was a couple players, Tyne Snyder was there. So that certainly meant a lot. And then during training camp, we saw them there. There was a very consistent military presence. Over 250 active members and veterans were on hand to participate in a day of practice in Ashburn at Washington Commanders training camp. And then and you would see it, Terry McLaurin, Montez Sweat, Taylor Heinicke, Sam Howell, Carson Wentz, all like every Commanders player would go sign autographs, take pictures with these guys, make their day as bright as they could. And those service members certainly appreciated that as well. Additionally, the Commanders held practice at Joint Base Andrews, if you remember that, in front of airmen and service members as well, ahead of their first preseason game against the Baltimore Ravens. And then also through Rivera's efforts, the team also welcomed beneficiaries of Operator Warrior Wishes and hosted families from the Tragedy Assistance Program for Survival, TAPS, which is an organization that's very dear to my heart, for the second year in a row. Finally, any proceeds, and I didn't know this beforehand, but any proceeds that Coach Rivera makes from his appearances on the league-wide Sirius XM NFL radio channel, those are being donated or have been donated to the United Service Organizations, USO. And I can tell you, as a person who has eaten and taken many a nap in a USO in an airport, I greatly appreciate the efforts of everybody that contributes and contributed to that. So head coach Ron Rivera, finalist for the NFL's 12th annual Salute Service Award presented by USAA, George Kittle, tight end, San Francisco 49ers, and Hayden Hurst, tight end for the Cincinnati Bengals, also finalist for that award. But that's not the biggest award. The biggest award, the NFLPA Alan Page Community Award, called the highest honor, quote unquote, the Players Association can give to one of its players. And Charles Leno is a finalist for that award. One of five finalists, along with Damar Hamlin of the Buffalo Bills, Jonathan Jones of the New England Patriots, Darren Waller of the Las Vegas Raiders, and Devin White of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. For being a finalist, each of them is getting $10,000 donated to the charity of their choice. And then the winner ultimately will get even bigger prizes and be awarded, which will be awarded and announced on February 8th. So Washington Commanders in the news for good reasons, which is always refreshing as we all await even more information on the new ownership situation, offensive coordinator situation. And I make my way down to Alabama for the Senior Bowl. Always nice to get back to football. It's going to be great to see three more days of practice. Might be headed a little detour one of the days I'm down in Mobile to see a certain draft prospect work out a little bit. So more on that. We'll see if that comes to fruition. Things in motion, guys, is what we're saying here. Working on some things. And in the meantime, we thank you for making the Locked On Commanders podcast first listener, first view of the day. For your second, make sure you check out Locked On NFL, bringing you local insights you love to the national spotlight with daily conversations on the biggest NFL stories. Locked On NFL, available on YouTube and wherever you get podcasts. If you got questions or topics you want to discuss, send them into LockedOnWashingtonCommanders@gmail.com or hit the LO Commanders DM at LO Commanders on Twitter. We've already got one Commanders fan submitted mock draft in the Twitter DMs that we're going to drop on our next mock draft episode. So if you want to get in on that, make sure you drop yours. We will evaluate yours as well, just like you evaluate ours. Until then, I'm David Harrison of Commander Country on Sports Illustrated's Fan Nation, credential member in media on Twitter at dharrison82. Covering your Washington Commanders, I want to thank you for making this show your first listen or your first view of the day and for bringing us into your lives and your football routine. Until we speak again, if you're out and about, please be safe and kind. If you're a Washington Wizards fan, make sure you check out InsideTheWizards.com. where I am now covering your Washington Wizards as well. And as always, thank you for joining me on this episode of Locked On Commanders.